Hi, my name is Alexis. I am 24 and I'm from Sydney, Australia, and I'm a proud transgender woman.
Welcome to SBS again, Alexis. Sometime ago nakasama ka namin dito with your sisters. Now, Alexis, kailan mo nalaman, when did you find out that you are a transgender?
Nung bata pa po ako, I already felt na kakaiba. I was very feminine. And I always loved my sister's paper dolls. Pero my dad kept giving me a basketball. Pero back then, parang those were the signs na. When I became a teenager, I came out as gay. When I was 18, that's when I realized na something's wrong. This is not my identity. I was confused. I did my research and I transitioned to be the person I am.
Was it because you were highly influenced by your two older sisters, or doesn't have to do anything with that?
I think it'll be half-half. It's the environment you grew up in. My dad worked sa Saudi po when I was growing up, and so I had all my aunties, my mom, so a lot of female figures. So I think that influenced me as well. Pero I think with majority of transgenders, it's just what's inside you.
How supportive were your parents when you came out? Pinagalitan ka ba? O inaccept ba nilang buong buo? Or anong nangyari?
When I came out as gay, they were fine. Pero it's a different story when you're transgender kasi you're transitioning your whole life. And for them, parang they're gonna lose someone, like a loved one. Pero they're gaining someone new. I came out to my sisters muna. They're very supportive. Ate Arian, the eldest, was a bit apprehensive at first. Pero she was able to understand. Si mom, she thought it was just a phase. Pero I told her, if you can't accept me, I'll have to move out na lang. So I can really live my reality. And see, dad, it took him a while kasi nga I was the only son. Pero now they're very supportive of all my plans.
At the moment na nagsisisi ka o gusto mong bumalik na you wanted to become a man again?
No.
Not at all?
I think about it and I get scared.
And you think you can go through these things all throughout your life na kaya dala-dala mo yan, that burden?
Na
hindi ka na lalaki?
Yes, I can.
And what about the old photos, old memories of a man, of a boy? Did you chuck them or?
My baby photos, I kept po. Kasi my parents, it's their memory of me as a boy. Pero mga high school photos or primary school photos when I was a boy, I don't like seeing it. I removed them, even on Facebook.
How about yung friends mo, yung kababata mo ng mga lalaki? Are you still friends with them or totally? Wala na yung nakaraan mo. Binasura
parang,
mo na yun.
Parang binasura ko na rin yung ano ko po, my
and
past life.
And you
life.
Gain new friends.
Yeah. And growing up, I had all my friends were girls. So I think a very strong feminine environment. All my friends in high school were girls.
And ngayon, pagka lumalabas ka, is there any moment na naisip mo lang na once upon a time, I was a boy? O ang lagi mo inisip na... Present tense na ako si Alexis, babae ako, babae, 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 babae.
Wala. I just go out and I'm saying I'm a woman. That's it. I'm a transgender woman.
And yung mga friends mo ngayon, are they also, are you in a company of transgenders or...
I wouldn't say close friends, pero I know some who have been very supportive, especially in my journey now kasi they've joined beauty pageants for transgender specifically. So they've been very supportive. And then all my other friends, they're as supportive as well. And they always knew, they had a feeling I was very feminine.
Now, in terms of sensitivity, syempre may mga sensitive issues pa rin yan eh. Kayong mga transgender, anong mga, lalo ngayon sa terms ngayon, ano yung mga terms na hindi offensive sa inyo o yung terms na gustong-gusto yung naririnig?
We like the right pronoun, which is she.
Which is she, of course. So, make clear po yan. Kayo po, kung meron po kayong mga kaibigan na transgender, make sure na kung naging babae yun, tawagin nyo siyang she, at kung naging lalaki naman, tawagin yung he.
Opo.
Yan po ang gustong-gusto nila ngayon, okay? Para maliwanag po sa atin. Yan po rin ang sinasabi ni Alexis. Siguro, make a call. Tawagin nyo po ako bilang babae. Ako
kayo
isang babae.
So please, for all transgenders, your friends, families, there are a large number of transgenders out there and they do like to be called with their right pronoun. So if it is a female, it's she. And if it is a male, it's a he.
Okay.
If they identify as that sex.
Okay. Binanggit mo yan. Is your Alexis real name o yan yung bago mong pangalan?
That's my real name. Real name.
So are you going to convert that to change it or what? Kasi may pagka pangalang although acceptable, like that's like Sam, yeah. Pwedeng babae, lalaki, or
it's
what?
Actually unisex, that name, but a lot of females use it. And my dad's name is Alex, so it derives from that.
So hindi mo nababaguhin yan.
Yeah.
Now, kasi alam ko may I read somewhere else na na-offend yung mga transgenders. Very derogatory to call them tranny. I don't know if you clear that up. Ano ba yung mga terms na derogatory para against you, para hindi na gamitin ng mga tao? So can you please ako? Well, excuse me. I just said the word. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Many people think that's a very offensive word.
Okay. To me, I think it's offensive. Because growing
sorry
up in...
Sorry about that. I mentioned that word.
Pero, yeah. It's when people use it for out of spite, I think there's a lot of hurt in that word because the media, the people, the culture has recognized transgenders as sexual objects, and I think and the sex as sex workers and linked to HIV AIDS, and I think that's what's the negative connotation of that, when really we should be being be referred as transgenders, not trannies.
Ano pa yung mga word na offensive aside from that word?
Chinese. For me, I think when I'm in Philippines and they call me bakla, I think
that's very offensive.
To me, that's offensive because I'm not gay.
Ano pa? Oo.
I think that's it. Just bakla.
Sa community
nyo.
Pero yung mga words na pleasing to your ears, that you're anong mga in your group, anong gusto nyo naririnig? Basta marinig ka lang na she.
Miss.
Miss.
We like being called beautiful. Okay. I think with every transgender, they like to see the parang butterfly. They're blooming. Yes. They're coming out of their cocoon. And
binanggit mo yan si Miss. Meron bang nag-aalagang Mister or a man in your life, Alexis?
No, for now I'm just focusing on my pageant.
On your pageant.
Yes, and my advocacy.
Okay, and do you have a competition or are you holding organized? And when will this be?
Sa January 28th. It'll be in Melbourne.
28 January.
28th of January.
Malapit na yan.
Malapit na
Ilang
po.
Araw na lang.
Yeah.
Ilang araw na lang magkakaroon tayo ng ano, no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good. And ano yan? Open sa lahat or?
Opo. It's called Miss Gay tsaka Miss Transsexual. Mm. So the Miss Gay are for drag queens po. Mm. And then the Miss Transsexuals are the transsexuals, transgenders. And we'll be competing in our own pageant.
And pag sinabing drag queens, yung mga gay na bibihis.
Opo, parang part-time lang.
Part-time lang. And of course, obviously, don't want to be called drag queen.
No.
That's very offensive.
That's another offensive one. There we go. Kasi we live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week as a female.
Okay. Talking about that, when you go to a private self, if you go to a toilet, walang nakakalinig sa atin, Alexis. Saan ang pinupuntahan mo? Male o female?
Female po.
Female.
Even when I was half boy, half girl, natatakot ng mga male. They're like, you're in the wrong bathroom. Mm. So now, it's comfortable. Female na po. Mm.
So, dress mo talaga babaeng-babae and everything. Pero may times pa rin ba na t-shirt ka rin na sometimes you want to look like very casual, like a ordinary... Well, yung mga t-shirt na...
Yeah, parang more tomboyish. Kasi
yeah.
I have broad shoulders, but sometimes when I wear clothes, I feel more manly. Hmm. It depends on what I wear then. Hmm. But yeah. But no, I don't wanna... I'm very feminine, even when I was a boy.
And I suppose nagme-makeup ka and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to work, but I got my job and my boss didn't know I was transgender until I told her I was joining a pageant. Hmm. So she can approve my leave.
Okay. Anong hinaharap ni Alexis sa isang lalaki?
Someone who's understanding.
Yeah, okay.
That has to be understanding. And
have you ever had any boyfriend
before? I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anong hinaharap mo?
Understanding. I'm a very positive and bubbly person. So, I want someone who's gonna match my energy then.
Mm.
Bubbly, positive, and who's goal-oriented.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I have my own goals as well. So.
Yes. And what are your goals, Alexis?
I want to win my pageant. I want to get my sex reassignment surgery. I want to start my own business, continue my advocacy, I Am She, and as well as my training, my beauty camp, which is called House of Queens, where I train yung mga beauty queens po.
So, sinabi mong you want to have your surgery done. So, hindi ka pa complete?
Not complete. 50-50.
50-50 pa. And how long will this take?
I've already done my top surgery, so the bottom one, if I do win the pageant, their sponsor is Kamol Cosmetic Surgery in Thailand. It's one of the biggest cosmetic surgeries, and it will be for free if I win the pageant.
If you don't, you have to pay for it. And how expensive is that?
In Thailand, it's almost 15,000 to 20,000 Australian dollars converted. Here, it's double, almost 40,000.
And yung voice, di ba, ginagawa nilang usually,
yes.
Do you take special drugs or?
The hormones,
it comes
they
out
don't
naturally.
Affect.
Anong, yeah. Paano nangyayari yan?
Some of the girls do get surgery. Mm. For some, they just try and soft speak softer.
Ikaw, parang, ano na, boses mo, ano talaga, ang tawag nito, mataas, hindi mababa, so.
Yeah, people say parang husky na.
It was not difficult.
It wasn't
on your
difficult.
Part,
yeah. Even when I was talking before, when I was a boy making phone calls, they would always address me as Miss or She. Mm-hmm. And back then, I was like, oh, sorry, I'm a Mister.
Mm-hmm. So when do you look forward to having this operation?
My plan was before I hit 25. So before next year. Before my birthday next year. That's my goal.
Yeah, the biggest gift to you.
Yeah, that'll be my biggest.
And the sisters and the family, the father, the mother, are they chipping in money for your kusakasakali?
They said if I don't win, my mom and dad were so supportive. They said, nah, we will give you money. You can just pay us back slowly. And they want to come to my... to Thailand to do the surgery so they can support me because it's physically painful.
Well, if that becomes a success, I know it's just still an issue. Let's be frank about it.
Mm-hmm.
Pagka nagkaroon ka na ng sex change and everything like that, there's no chance in this world that you will have your own daughter or your own son. Anong balak mo kung sakasakali if you want to have an offspring?
When I started my hormone put, they asked my hormone replacement therapy. They asked me if I wanted to freeze some of my sperm so I can use it in the future. But for me at that time, and even now, I don't have plans to have kids yet. If I do, and if my partner wants one, then we can get a surrogate and use his sperm.
Are you positive that in the future there will be some uterus transplant or kusakasaka? Well, you know the wonders of science.
Yeah, since science is advancing, anything is possible now. So, hoping for the best.
Embryo, ilalagay sa...
Yeah, so hoping for the best.
It's nice talking to you, Alexis, for your confessions. And hope you the best of luck in this
maraming
world.
Salamat po. Maraming salamat.
Good luck sana with this one-on-one conversation. Maliwanagan yung ating mga Tagal-listeners, lalo na may mga medyo limited understanding of being a transgender. Thanks, Alexis.
Thank you po at maraming salamat po sa mga taga-subaybay.